Although the controversy over water fluoridation most likely will continue for years, it is now abundantly clear that the benefits of fluoridation have been overblown, while the risks have been understated, and the substance is ubiquitous. Fluoride can be found in a myriad of substances besides toothpaste and water. These include fruit juices, soda pop, tea, and processed foods. Even California wines, the grapes of which are sprayed with the pesticide, cryolite, sodium aluminum fluoride. In other words, fluorine is everywhere, and consumers must be vigilant in order to avoid consuming it. Changing the game. Potable water is a fundamental necessity for life and health. The public must become more aware of the increasing scarcity of water, the pollution of many water supplies, as well as the control being sought by large multinational corporations such as Coca-Cola, Perrier, and Nestle, along with major financial institutions. Frivolous use of water for spacious lawns and golf courses, especially in arid climates, must be reevaluated in light of the growing water shortage. The crisis over clean water and, in fact, the availability of water itself is a recent phenomenon. Years ago, if you asked for water in a grocery store, you would be pointed to the drinking fountain. Today, entire aisles are filled with bottled water, which, considered by the gallon, costs more than gasoline. The majority of these bottles are plastic and, along with aluminum can lining, contains the endocrine disruptor bisphenol A, BPA, itself the object of much controversy concerning potential health hazards. With the giant corporations that hold sway over government regulators profiting from the sale of water and water-related enterprises, it is little wonder that neither they nor the federal government has given clean water a top priority. Such lethargy on the issue of water is allowed by a population born into a society that accepts water from the tap as an unquestioned right. The public must be more mindful of water pollution. No longer can the public afford to continue discarding insoluble materials, to include medical waste, cosmetics, and household cleaners into sinks and toilets. The practice of introducing fluoride into the nation's water supplies must cease, if for no other reason than it is improper to medicate an entire population without their consent. Additionally, recent studies are revealing a number of problems associated with long-term consumption of fluoride, including thyroid damage and a susceptibility to cancer. Some have come to view the ubiquitous fluoridation of water, toothpaste, and other consumables as a covert attempt by the globalist elite to both dumb down and reduce the human population. For those who feel a need to use fluoridated products for their children's teeth, as with many health matters, moderation is the key. Use it sparingly and under close supervision, and do not allow children to swallow products containing fluoride.